Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our broadcast. I'm Valentina.
And I'm Maria Alejandra. Today, we're going to talk about how technology affects our society and our daily lives.
Technology is everywhere today, from smartphones to computers. It has become a very important part of the fast-changing technology-driven world we live in.
That's true, Ale. If you look around in schools, in homes, and even in public places, you will see people using technology all the time.
Maria, let me ask you a question. How fast technology changes education for students?
Well, students today often look up information online when they need help with homework. They can also watch educational videos or read digital books.
That's a great point. In the past, students depended mostly on physical books, but now many resources are shared online and assignments are submitted digitally.
Exactly. Many students also log in to online learning platforms to review lessons or communicate with their teachers.
Another advantage is that technology connects people. Students can work together on projects even if there are different cities or countries.
Yes, and people rely on technology for communication every day. Messaging apps and video calls help families and friends stay connected.
However, although technology has many benefits, it also has some disadvantages.
I agree. One of the biggest problems is that people sometimes spend too much time on their phones or computers.
Right. Many teenagers check social media constantly, so they many spend less time talking face-to-face with friends or family.
Another issue is misinformation. Sometimes people read something on the internet and believe it immediately without checking if it is true.
That's why it's important to verify information and think critically about what we read online.
Technology can also affect health. Spending many hours looking at screens may affect our eyes or our sleep.
That's a good point. Experts often recommend taking breaks and spending time doing activities away from screens.
For example, exercising, reading books, or spending time outdoors with friends.
Even though technology can create problems, it can also help solve many global changes.
Yes, for example, new medical technologies are being developed to help doctors diagnose disease more quickly.
Scientists also use advanced technology to study climate change and find solutions to environmental problems.
And technology is not only useful for science, it also helps people learn new skills.
That's true. Many people watch tutorials online to learn how to cook, draw, play an instrument, or even program computers.
Technology can also help people from different cultures understand each other better.
But as we said before, balance is very important.
Exactly, Vale. Technology should be used as a tool to improve our lives, not control them.
If people use technology responsibly, it can improve education, communication, and innovation.
And in the future, even more inventions will be created to make our lives easier and more connected.
Well, Maria, this has been a very interesting discussion.
Yes, Vale, it has.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to our broadcast about technology and society.
We hope you learned something new today.
Goodbye!
Wait. You didn't think that was the end of the broadcast, did you? Now, let's go with the interviews.
So here we are with the Spanish teacher, Cesar Castañeda, and we are going to make him a question. How do you think that technology affects primary students over your point of view as a teacher?
¿Cómo crees que la tecnología está afectando a los niños de primaria desde tu punto de vista?
Yo siento que la tecnología, en vez de afectar, está generando es un apoyo. Es posible que sí haya generado de pronto una afectación en los procesos de aprendizaje, pero dependerá del enfoque que se le dé a estas herramientas. Si se le brinda una orientación adecuada para que el estudiante vea en ella un apoyo en su proceso de formación, veremos grandes avances educativos. Pero la tecnología, si se enfoca de una forma diferente, puede generar muchas distracciones en los procesos de aprendizaje.
Gracias.
Thank you so much.
Here we are with the teacher, Joanna. Teacher, how do you think that technology is affecting secondary students over your point of view as a teacher?
Hi, well, I think technology could be a great advantage for us in the classroom if they knew how to use it, if the students, that's the problem. Students believe that technology is only to have fun, to look for shorts, for videos that don't give them anything like they can learn with, you know what I mean? So I think that's the disadvantage, that they use it to play, to have fun instead of being taking it for something good for them.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, now this was actually the end. We hope you enjoyed. Bye.